This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Golf Cars of Iowa, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Precision Pulley and Idler, Columbia Store and Tire, and Worth DMB Supply. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Verduft Agency, Shomo Madsen Umbel Insurance, Prairie City, Van Haften Racing, Dowie Pest Control, Knoxville Raceway, and Iowa State Savings Bank. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Who are our public safety professionals and volunteers, and why do they do what they do? In the second part of a 10-part program, let's go in-depth with Chief Doug Van Gorkum, Assistant Chief Joel Broffart, and Captain Randy Bogard with the Pella Fire Department. So, Doug, how long have you been fighting fires?
I have been on the department for 44 years.
44 years. Randy, how about you?
I've been here for 33.
44 and 33. All right, we're at 77 now. Joel, how long have you been?
37 years.
37 years. We're over 100 years of firefighting experience right here. That's pretty amazing. What do you think of that?
I think it's pretty awesome because we've got young guys on the department. We've got middle-aged guys on the department, and then you've got me, which is an older guy, and there's a couple my age that are on the department. And it goes along with knowledge, along with work ethics, with all those sort of things, to bring that along as the new people come up.
So the new people that are invited to be on the department, that's how it works, right? They're invited?
Correct. They have to go through a selection process. And then we meet with them, and it's like a personnel committee they meet with.
Okay, and so then they can rely upon all this vast experience that you guys have. And so you want to keep that coming. You want the older guys, the middle guys, and the young ones. And so you just keep passing that training down.
Yes, and it's awesome the way that works, and we all work as a family. We're all brothers in the department, and that keeps everybody happy, and they don't even think about quitting early. They enjoy it, being together as a brotherhood.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, the Pleasantville Clinic, Motor and Auto Group, Two Rivers Cooperative, and Tulip City Agency. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Golay Heating and Cooling, Hewitt Service Center Monroe, Raymaker Screen Printing, Marion County Auto Body, Central College, Houston's on Main and Milo, and Beauty Is an Aveda Salon.
I continued my conversation with Doug Van Gorkum, Joel Broffart, and Randy Bogard with the Pella Fire Department. You can be really up there in years, too, and still provide the training, even though you probably aren't going to be entering the buildings anymore.
Well, there's a lot of elements to fighting a fire. One of the main ones everybody looks at is go put that fire out, and that's true. But there's also the element that we as leaders want to make sure that every one of those guys, when that fire is over, that they get in that truck and they go back to the station and they go home to their families. So a lot of our responsibility as leaders of this department is we're standing back looking at what's going on, and if we think something's unsafe, we're going to say something and pull that person away from that situation. In other words, a firefighter a lot of times has tunnel vision, but we try to have an overall viewpoint of what's going on in the entire scene. Whether that's a fire, whether that's an accident scene, whatever that situation is.
So are you going back and forth from looking at the guys to looking at the fire, or how does it work? What's your mind going through? You're at a, let's say, a big fire scene. What's going through your mind?
Yeah, looking, making sure the guys are working safe and keeping in contact with the captains or on the other side of the building, keeping the communication line over open that we know what's going on the other side of the building and the side we're on, and just making sure the guys are safe and making sure they've got their full gear on and they're not going into the house one at a time. They're going in teams, and that kind of just making sure everybody's safe.
You've got to be in constant learning mode because every fire is different, I presume, and then your newer guys are learning, they're entering a building or they're doing what they need to do. It's sort of a really volatile intellectual environment as well as physically demanding.
Yeah, it can be. Every fire is different. Its characteristics are different, what's burning and so forth, what exposures you have to be responsible for. Every single one is different. And so it takes a lot of eyes. So I like it when we're all three there so that we all can take a certain responsibility different than the other. One might be watching the entry, the people making entry. Another might be paying attention to the truck operations and making sure that their hoses are hooked up and that they're flowing and they're not having problems there. So there are a lot of elements, like Doug said, besides actual putting water on the fire. There's a whole lot going on behind it.
You know, one thing, Bob, that we have been taught in the past few years is IC, which is incident command. There's a lot of different classes that you take about that, and when I was first on the department, there would be times when the fire chief on the department would be right in the building with us fighting a fire. Today, in today's world, they don't want that to happen. That's really tough for me. I have a hard time setting up what is called a command post. In other words, one spot that I need to stay at, or if I'm not there, that Joel or Randy needs to stay at so that everybody knows where you are, so if they need something, they can come to you in that spot. And that's a real, real tough thing for me to do. I think it is for probably all of us, because we're so used to wanting to get in there and do the actual work or be right up on the scene so we know what's going on. So that's something that we have to work pretty hard at as leaders, to stand back and look the whole scene over.
You've got all these hard-charging young guys. Is that something you need to pull them back sometimes?
It is. We've got some gung-ho guys, and they're, you know, and I was like that 30 years ago. I wanted to get in there and get things taken care of, and they have learned, and we have to press into them that just kind of take it easy, watch what you're doing, don't make any mistakes.
And mistakes can be fatal.
Mistakes can hurt a lot of people, yes.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by West End Auto, Winfield Funeral Home, Harold Trailer Sales Indianola, PCM Schools, Knoxville Farm and Home, McCoy True Value, and Bob's Handyman Services. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Hubes Garage, Sheriff Jason Sandholt and the Marion County Sheriff's Office, Melcher Dallas Schools, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Barn Builders, and Bertrand Monuments.
I continued my conversation with Doug Van Gorkum, Joel Brofart, and Randy Bogard with the Pella Fire Department.
Are we ever conflicted in the sense that this is something really big and expensive going up and we have to save it and maybe get a little bit, do sort of risky behavior because we're used to valuing the material, valuing a big, nice home or lots of property, but life is more important.
That is correct. No, we don't value property over lives, that's for sure. Only if there was a life at stake that we thought we had a chance to save would we ever even have risky behavior anyway. Otherwise, if it's for property, no. We go through a very strict set of guidelines, and it's all surrounded by safety. It's all centered around that. And we do not alter those rules because, like Doug said, we want everyone to go home at the end of the scene.
So there's a kid in the building.
Well, we'd look at a lot of aspects of that. How long has he been there? What's the environment inside there? Can it sustain life? If there's no chance of it sustaining life, we are not going to risk and go in because we know the result already. However, if it's just beginning and we have a chance and we're on the scene quickly and all those variables come into play, then yes, we know how to search for victims and things like that. We've all had that training. Sadly, though, most of the time, by the time we get there with our personnel and equipment, if it's a very bad incident, the result's already taken care of itself.
And you might know that driving up?
Yeah. By the first assessment of the scene, once we get on the scene, they can tell if it's, if it's a house that's totally involved with fire, then it'll be pretty slim that somebody would survive that.
And it's a difficult situation. Even if life isn't at stake, people are there and that's their property, it's their home. How do you interact with the people that just had a terrible fire?
Well, first of all, as I said before, we want to take care of the personnel that are there doing their job. That's the most important. Talking to the homeowners, we do what we can. If they can tell us some situations, how the house is set up, if the fire is just coming out of the front of the house and it's not coming out of the back of the house, that we can attack it from a different angle and try to save. We try to save property for them because here again, it's all material things. There are some material things that are not replaceable. And if that's possible that we can help save that, we sure want to. I would want that. Even in my own situation, if I had a fire and there was a capability or possibility that I could save things that couldn't be replaced, that I would try to do. But other than personal belongings, pictures, things like that, all that's in a home can be replaced. And it's terrible at the time, but once homeowners step back and look at the situation, I think they look at it differently. Because I was at a scene of a fire that we were at early this morning to help Monroe, and I talked to the homeowner, to the property owner that lost the property, and he says, I sat here and look at it now. The good thing about it is nobody got hurt. Everybody's safe, and the things that are of that building and in that building are replaceable.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the State Bank of Bussey, Pella Precast Products, Ulrich's Meat Market, Great Western Bank, Pizza Hut of Knoxville, Chief Jim Mitchell and the Knoxville Fire and Rescue, and Horns Ferry Hideaway Vacation Rental Cabins at Lake Red Rock. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson, Dave's Wholesale Furniture in Newton, Sims Custom Wash, McDonough's Family Auction Service in Sheraton, Culver's in Pella, the Pella Police Department, and Prudential First of Pella Realty.
I continued my conversation with Doug Van Gorkum, Joel Brofart, and Randy Bogard with the Pella Fire Department.
Now, I've seen you guys train. I know all the training that you do in all these different situations. I've seen you at maybe dozens of fires over the years. Do you think the public knows what you do, knows the sacrifices that you and your families make?
I think they have a better idea now than they did maybe 30 years ago, 20, 30 years ago. A lot of them know the training we go through just through what they learn on the radio from talks with you. And
you can tell them.
This is a test. End of test.
Yes. And they see us. A couple weeks ago, we had ice water rescue or cold water rescue, and people see us out there and doing that kind of stuff. And so they know through the fire prevention week, too, in October, they communicate with us some, and they see how what we do training. And so
one of the things that we hear back from the public when they do have an incident is that they thank us for the time we spend, and they had no idea what it takes. Sometimes until you have an incident, until you need the services of a particular organization, that's when you realize that they're there for you and what they can do for you. So it's great to hear that feedback back from the public after we've served them.
This long into your careers, any regrets whatsoever?
Absolutely none. I have no regrets whatsoever. I still love what I'm doing. We're still helping people, we're still helping the community, providing them a service, and I'm proud of it.
The only regret I have is getting older and not being able to do what I could 30 years ago, to be in there with the young guys. Mm-hmm. That's the only regret I have. I love it. I love serving the community and the surrounding area, and
it's a great way to give back, and that's what got us into this in the first place. And I think one of the things I'm the proudest of is where this department was back when I first got on to what it is today. We've come a long way. We offer so much more. We're so much better trained, better equipped. Everything has stepped up 10 times over, and that all happened on our watch. So that means a lot to me, and that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, one thing about it is we always, every time we get a chance, we're not only a city fire department, but we're also a rural fire department here, for those that don't know it. And the trustees of Lake Prairie Township do a tremendous job of providing us, just like the city council does, providing us with the best equipment, the safest gear that we can possibly have, and that just makes us want to do a better job also.
Anything else you want to tell the listeners, the people of Pella, the people of the township? Any last thoughts you'd like to share? Anything you want them to know?
Well, I don't know that it's want them to know. I guess it is. I believe that we as a city, we as a township, have people that really care about their belongings and their equipment that they have. Because we are very fortunate not to have a lot of house fires, equipment fires, machinery fires like we once did. In the fall of the year when harvest was coming out, there was a time when we would go out once a week or maybe three times in one day to put out a combine fire or corn picker fire back in the day. And we don't see that happening as much as we used to, and I accredit that to taking care of their homes, their buildings, their shops, their equipment. So thank you for doing that.
Thanks to Doug Van Gorkum, Joel Brofart, and Randy Bogard for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.